This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Wednesday, May 11th. There's an ETF that's tapped into a value factor in bonds. That's a word from Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas. It's a VanEck Vector's Fallen Angel High Yield Bond ETF ticker ANGL. Balchunas says it's outperformed the iShares High Yield Bond ETF ticker HYG. ANGL is up 11.9% since the start of the year, while HYG has gained 5.1%.
This thing seems to have tapped into a value factor in bonds, where when they get downgraded from investment grade to high yield, they tend to get oversold because the money in investment grade is so much bigger. And so these big funds have to sell them if they're tracking that index. There's less money in high yield. So essentially, they're always oversold beyond what their fundamentals say. This one picks them up very quickly. And then as there might be some people coming back and buying them, or if they get promoted, that's basically them making money on those bonds.
Balchunas on ANGL's credit quality.
This one has 60% is double B, and compared to HYG, which is 60% single B and triple C. So it's almost like a touch above high yield, but it's a kind of a hidden gem, I think. And the reason people haven't really noticed it, I think, is just people generally just view the world into high yield or investment grade when bonds, and they don't consider this sort of, I call it purgatory, in between investment grade and high yield, sort of like these bonds are living there.
ANGL has $159 million in total assets and an expense ratio of 40 basis points. Its 12-month dividend yield is 5.4%. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.